Now, coming into our sitting practice, where we'll do what we can to make room for equanimity as we practice. So remembering that as our theme, remembering your personal intentions for today. And listening to this poem to get us started by Jane Hirschfield. And it uses the metaphor of a room. And the poem is called A Room. A room does not turn its back on grief. Anger does not excite it. Before desire, it neither responds nor draws back in fear. Without changing expression, it takes and gives back. Not a tuft in the mattress alters. Windowsills evenly welcome both heat and cold. Radiators speak or fall silent as they must. Doors are not equivocal. Floorboards do not hesitate or startle. Impatience does not stir the curtains. A bed is neither irritable nor rapacious. Whatever disquiet we sense in a room, we have brought there. Whatever disquiet we sense in a room, we have brought there. And so I instruct my ribs every morning, pointing to hinge and plaster and wood. You are matter as they are. See how perfectly it can be done. Hold one day more what is asked. Lovely poem. Lovely metaphor. And so, this metaphor of a room may be familiar for some of you who have also heard the reading by Ajahn Chah, the meditation teacher of Jack Kornfield and others, who talks about taking the one seat. So let's just first of all ground ourselves in our bodies in this sitting posture. I'll conduct it as if you're sitting, even if you're lying down. And so as we did with our standing pose, we really ground ourselves through our feet and legs and bottoms, feeling the sensations, grounded, rooted. The hands too in our laps can help with that. And we can feel the balance between our legs and our hands and arms. Sense of balance. So we're getting grounded, balanced, embodying equanimity. We take care of our torsos just as we did earlier. We might roll our shoulders up, back, and down a few times. And on the last time, we let the shoulder blades come soft to the back, creating a nice strong back and an open, soft front. Feeling the breath here. And you might notice this posture gives rise to an experience of courage, poise, along with an open-heartedness, embodying equanimity. And we also cultivate the spaciousness, the perspective of equanimity, when we let our heads be nicely balanced, with her eyes kind of straight outwards. So letting the eyes for this practice be straight outwards or even a tiny, tiny bit upwards, as if taking in a big view. So there's a sense of spaciousness. So we begin to practice equanimity simply through posture. Grounded, balance, courageous poise, spacious big view. And now we hear the instructions from Ajahn Chah. And this is a favorite reading for many. Just go into the room and put one chair in the center. Take the seat in the center of the room. Open the doors and windows and see who comes to visit. You will witness all kinds of scenes and actors, all kinds of temptation and stories imaginable. Your only job is to stay in your seat. You will see it all arise and pass. And out of this, wisdom and understanding will come. As I see it, the mind is like a single point, the center of the universe, and mental states are like visitors who come to stay at this point for short or long periods of time. Get to know these visitors well. Become familiar with the vivid pictures they paint, the alluring stories they tell to entice you to follow them. But do not give up your seat. It is the only chair around. If you continue to occupy it unceasingly, greeting each guest as it comes, firmly establishing yourself in awareness, transforming your mind into the one who knows, the one who is awake, the visitors will eventually stop coming back. If you give them real attention, how many times can these visitors return? Speak with them here, and you will know every one of them well. Then your mind will at last be at peace. So there are our instructions. So we continue with this posture, grounded balance, courageous poise, strong back, soft front, eyes soft yet forward, spacious, big view. Finding the breath. Noticing how the breath is for you. And feeling breath in one particular place, if you care for that. Or you might care to, with these instructions, to have a sense of breath and body as a whole. Really helps us to keep that sense of embodiment and that sense of taking the one seat. And noticing what happens next. Making mental notes as the various visitors show up in this space, this room. The thoughts, the type of thoughts, the emotions, the body sensations, noting them, greeting them as they come. Noticing how they go. And keeping our seats. again and again and again. And so practicing in the silence. Making room for equanimity through the posture, keeping our seats, noticing the visitors, letting them come and go, in this spacious, grounded, balanced, courageous posture. As we practice and the mind, heart may nonetheless feel disturbed, we can ask ourselves, is it true, whatever's arising? Is it true, John Aston? Is it true? Is it true? Are you really lost, caught up in the currents of the thinking mind? Or can you feel the cool splash of water and wind upon your face as the river rushes by? Is it true? Are you really lost, stumbling along in some dark forest of worry or fear? Or is something here, something that knows just how black the night really is? Is it true? Are you really lost, wandering the shore in some hazy fog of forgetfulness? Or have you always been here, drinking in the fresh sea air and marveling at the wonder of the gray night? Opening to the difficult. Feeling that groundedness, that balance, the strong back, the soft front, the eyes looking outwards with a spaciousness, Ah, yes, seen it all, coming and going. And so at this point in our practice, if you have been having a very challenging visitor into your room of practice, you might again engage in a rain practice. Grounding first, recognizing, perhaps with a mental note, whatever it is. Really allowing, and investigating through the body. What is this? What's happening? And N for rain, the N of rain, nourishing, nurturing. Remembering it's not always so, it's not always like this. Respecting and honoring this visitor. What might the visitor be trying to teach, remind us of, that we not forget? And taking a little bit of time to finish off inviting in your difficulty, the rain practice, knowing you can attend to it later if need be, make notes at the end of the day. Can we let whatever it is be okay? Okay that it's been here, maybe still here. As Jane Hirschfield says, a scrap of sorrow like a bird lights on the heart. I carry this in my body, seed in an unswept corner, husk and cowled and seeming safe. But they guard me, these small pains, from growing sure of myself and perhaps forgetting. they guard me, these small pains, from growing sure of myself and perhaps forgetting. And in these remaining minutes of our practice, really, really keeping our seats with our very deliberate postures. Noticing what you may need. Is it to be more grounded, balanced, a little more poise, courage in the posture, a little more of the eyes out, even up a little, for spaciousness, perspective. and listening to the end of the bells, all the way to the end, to take us out of the practice and into the next moments.